It's official.
What's that?
The work has been done. The science has been studied.
Oh, fantastic.
And this makes all of us happier at our jobs. But there's a problem, Tom.
What's that?
One, not every job is capable of this arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Two, there is a big push from major corporations to end this completely.
But you're saying it's working.
Tommy, it's the strangest thing. I'm not saying this. This is not me saying
right.
it. Right? The study shows the happier your employees, the more you are going to get out of them.
More productive.
And this makes them happier, healthier, and better.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy,
yeah, right.
The University of South Australia, one of the break room's biggest educational
institutions,
just finished a groundbreaking study.
What did they find out?
Well, they wanted to see what kind of effect working from home actually had on employees and the businesses that employed them.
Mm.
So they did a four-year, massive, long-term study.
Damn.
They tracked everything they could about employees' well-being from mental to physical to performance. And they got one resounding answer. People that work from home are better in every single way than the folks that are forced to work from a central location.
So they're crushing it.
Yes.
Okay.
When it came to physical and mental health, the study showed that work from home employees averaged 30 or more minutes of more sleep per night. That's 3 extra hours a week.
That's a lot.
It's important for physical health.
Mm-hmm.
They found the actual commute for workers is a massive contributor to mental stress. And folks that work from home had less fatigue and less anxiety just losing the daily commute.
Yeah.
They found the nutritional habits of people who worked from home were way better than people that had to go into their jobs. People that work from home, on average, made healthier food choices. They, on average, ate more vegetables, fruits, and dairy. They were more likely to make home-cooked meals, not just for lunch, but for dinner with the extra time that they had. They also saved a ton of money not having to spend food out of the house. On the family front,
yeah.
This study found
that... Oh, they're sick of you.
This study found that parents reported more involvement in their children's daily lives working from home. Couples reported better relationship satisfaction.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
All right, let's pause there. Do you believe that couples that work from home together had better relationships?
At first.
Oh. Yes.
But the wheels come off that really fast, man.
Because you had that experience.
Yeah.
Your wife was home when we were working from home during the pandemic.
Yeah, she couldn't stand it after a while.
Kimmy, you had to, you were here. You were forced to come in.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah, sucks for you. We could sacrifice Kimmy. Tommy and I had to stay home.
Yes.
Because, I love my wife.
I know you do.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Thank you. When we were home for that 6 months where both of us were ready to kill each other.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody was at that point.
Okay. But on the whole, the study showed that family dynamics were better for the people that worked from home. And what might be the most important piece of info in this study for actual businesses that employ people?
What do they say?
There has been a belief, Tommy, that people who work from home are slackassers.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been said.
Distracted, lazy, no one keeping an eye on them. It's been said by who?
Other slack asses.
Yeah.
Radio slack asses.
The study showed the opposite. Quote, the professional performance of people who work from home not only maintained previous levels, but often improved while working from their house.
So it checks all the boxes.
Mm-hmm. Every.
So then why do they want you back?
Okay, actually, hold on.
Right.
There were two things
that
two were
categories.
A problem. Two problems that showed up in this study, Kimmy. First, people who work from home were more likely to drink more.
Okay.
And not
drinking did go up at that point.
Yeah.
And they are clear in the study, not necessarily on the job, but when people had more time to themselves, it led to a lot of them to reach for a bottle.
I would imagine having some extra time could get you into trouble.
Ooh, yeah.
They also found these benefits only showed up in people who volunteered to work from home.
Okay.
We found out during the pandemic all those years ago that, Tommy, working from home is not for everybody. You and I felt that
yes.
way. We hated it.
Yeah.
And people that were forced to work from home by their company in this study did not see the same levels of satisfaction. But people who volunteered were far and away healthier and more productive than their in-office counterparts. So you were saying, I'm sorry.
So then why, if it all checks off that everything, it checks all the boxes that you wanted, why do they want you back?
That is the ultimate question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Why do you think that is?
Control. They're afraid of losing control of their employees, too much independent thinking, too much going outside the corporate think box, going off on your own, going rogue.
Tommy unplugged his brain from the corporate think box there for a sec.
They want control over their employees, and I think they think the longer they stay home, the less connected they feel to the company, and they start going off on their own, and they're going to lose control of the corporate mandate, I guess what you would call it.
Okay.
Right?
You kind of lost it at the end, but I get what
you're saying. No, I'm saying, like, you know, the corporation has, like, this is how we do things.
No, I understand.
And you start going off on your own. This is not what we want. They want you to think all the same.
I don't disagree that companies think that way.
But why else would they want you back?
I don't know. What's interesting about that thought, though, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because I agree with Tommy here. The ultimate question is, with all of this information and this super comprehensive
study, it's working well for the company.
Exactly. Yeah. Why would they want you back? The idea that you have more control over someone in an office, I think, is a stupid idea.
Yeah, but that's old school thinking, and most of these guys are old schoolers.
Okay,
right?
But let's walk through the idea of control. A lot of people that were able to work from home for a couple of years that were forced back into the office got very upset by that.
Yeah.
So upset that we saw studies, people were looking for work from home jobs so they would not have to go back in the office. If your employee is happier working from home, I would argue you are less likely to lose them,
which is
going to save you a fortune in hiring new people.
But I've also found that there's like a generational divide when it comes to this debate. I do find that like older people in the workforce, like they really, really value that face-to-face, in-person meeting. Like they think it's an important part of, you know, communication with your coworkers. And even though studies show that, you know, the work is getting done, they think that you're still missing out on that aspect of your work life.
Look, I get gut feelings and I get thinking and I get tradition and all that stuff. But when you have study after study after, and then this one that's 4 years long that shows, no, that's not the case.
Yeah, but then you start sitting at home and you're smoking your left-handed cigarettes, looking at union propaganda.
What?
Maybe some leftist magazines.
Okay. Why can't I read my online leftist magazine at my job?
Because you're going to go union.
And if you're worried about me unionizing, wouldn't me being in the office be a bigger problem? Where I can communicate with the rest of my coworkers?
Union of the International Brotherhood of Homies.
Also, if I get high, can't I just pop an edible while I'm at the office and you'd have no idea?
Probably.
Well, you'd be giggling over there.
Yeah.
At everything.
Okay. Be a nice change of pace in this room. Like, whatever argument you give as to why you should be back in the office, and look, I'm open to them. Because here's the thing. I'm not insisting, right? I didn't do this study that work from home is better. What is the reason? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What concrete, rock-solid reason can anybody give that if somebody can do their job from home and wants to do it from home, their company should not allow them to do it?
So you got to think about this, too. So let's say your company has a big office building.
Yeah.
And they got to justify this office building or downsize it. And maybe they can't unload this building.
Okay.
So, like, they're stuck with a building.
If they're stuck with it, yes. But if they're not, if they can downsize or don't have to pay rent anymore, wouldn't that benefit the company?
If they're like, they did it here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they closed it off.
Yeah, but we lost a floor.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was this one. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, maybe they look at that, too. Like, we got this big building. We can't unload it on anybody, so we got to justify but keep them coming in.
Okay, that's a stupid reason. I get that maybe that might be.
I run a very stupid company. We manufacture stupidity and stupidity-related products.
252-WCMF.
Stupid.
252-9263. This four-year-long massive study about work from home has found in almost every single example that employees who work from home were healthier, they enjoyed their jobs more, they got more work done, it benefited them family-wise. Everything about working from home was a benefit as opposed to forcing people to come back in the office. Yet we are seeing the opposite happen right now with these major corporations forcing people to come back in. And again, this is not the only study that has showed these results. I would also argue, like, the thing that surprised me the most about this study was the healthier from home.
Yeah,
the food lifestyle, choices. The food and everything.
Yeah.
I know. I would think I'd be way more tempted to just snack all day if you're right around the corner from the refrigerator.
100%. But when you want to talk about benefits for companies also, you guys remember like 20 years ago.
What's that?
Companies started offering incentives for employees to quit smoking.
Oh, yeah, for the health insurance. Right?
Yeah, it was for health. They wanted to save money on health insurance. If I own a massive business, and I see in this study that my employees are eating healthier, getting more exercise, lowering their stress levels, working from home, wouldn't that save me money on health insurance?
It would. Maybe that's an angle they should push.
Right?
Yeah.
Again.
Good call. It's a good call, Pat.
No, I mean,
that's more your commie talk.
We've talked.
Pat's commie corner over there. The red state.
How is working from home communist? I'm still working for a corporation. I'm still a cog in the machine.
I think Lenin started communism out of his house.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I think he was homeschooled.
And again, I do think there are enough people who get comfort from going into the office where you wouldn't have companies that have no one coming in every day.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You could have both.
Yes.
What you're saying.
Whatever job I do, I know me. I would like to be able to leave my house and go do my job.
It's more structured.
Yeah, you're the same way. We need that. So it's not like you'd lose that day-to-day interaction with absolutely everybody.
I'm also, I wonder if people are less likely to call in sick.
How do you?
Working from home.
You're already home.
There were a couple people.
There are people
calling
sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
how about she was late to work one day from her bed? She got backed up by the refrigerator.
But that person's going to call in anyways.
Yeah, they do.
I would just think, like, if I could, I might be more likely to muscle through it if I'm not feeling great, if I'm just going down the hallway to my desk.
I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
I would feel like I don't have an excuse to not go to work.
Yeah, you got your medicine right there.
You know, the thing that blows my mind the most about this whole work from home thing, and again, I am not a guy that wants to work from home.
Yeah.
These companies that are forcing people back into the office to have more control over them, I would also argue have less control with them in the office than they do having them at home. And sure, you can see them sometimes and walk down and talk to them.
Yeah.
But think about the time wasted at the average office shooting the crap with coworkers. The bitching and the moaning about where you work that wouldn't be happening with coworkers if they weren't standing together. The busy work that gets pushed on people that does nothing for anybody just to make it look like they're working, justifying their time in the office.
But the boss man can keep an eye on you.
But you're not. You're not keeping an eye on
me. But you don't know that. I might be keeping my eye on you.
No, but the funniest thing,
making my rounds.
The boss man is also finding a way to look busy because he doesn't have enough work to do.
Wait, he's a commie too?
Oh, everyone's a commie according to you. Just Red Square over here.
One of my favorite comedians, Red Square.
Shut up.
Somebody just brought up another great point.
Okay.
If more people are working from home, that's, there's a smaller percentage of people stealing from work.
Well, that's a good point.
So, all those pencils that go missing in the beginning of every school year, those will still be around, Like, yeah, you might help that aspect of it.
And it's less money you got
to spend. Depending on what you got lying around.
Less money you got to spend on supplies, period, with nobody in the office.
True.
All right, 252 WCMF. We've been rambling. I'm sorry. Folks have been waiting. Folks are writing us messages. Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny boy. How are you, brother?
Hey, guys. Hey. Doing great. Hey, a couple things on this. So this is a small sample size. I'm fully remote. They don't care where I live as long as there's an airport. But corporate, after the pandemic, and the same thing, our corporates in another city out of state, but same thing with New York City, they paid for the leases on those buildings, and they want people back in the office to be in those buildings. And our corporate actually installed a policy that all the employees who work near corporate have to actually report back into the office at least 4 days a week, or you get dinged on your performance review. And one guy actually was not in his office, missed a swipe, and they moved his office in line of sight of his supervisor so his supervisor could see that he was actually in his office during the attended time.
What a dick.
But it kind of goes back to what I was saying. Like, they want to use up that office space. They have to justify it.
You're right. But, like, let's...
Exactly.
But let's walk...
And you know what? He's keeping an eye on it.
But you said the only people that...
Red Ted over there.
Red Ted!
So basically, people kind of got punished for living near your corporate office. Like, you don't have to because you don't live near it. So you kind of benefit from that.
So when I was hired, it was a remote job anyway. All right, so I've been fully remote for 14 years. But, yes, corporate people downtown in this location, they worked from home during COVID. It's fine. But we signed a new 10-year lease on the building, and they want fannies in the seats at that building.
Drag your ass
so, in. Yep, drag your fanny, buddy. Mm-hmm. All right, so, John, let me ask you a question. You've worked remote for 14 years. If there's one thing I've heard from people who like doing this, it's once you go there and you enjoy it, you can never go back. John, if they told you, hey, we now have an office in Rochester, we need you to report every day, would you do that or would you look for another remote job?
He's bailing.
I would look for another remote job.
He's in a bail. He's got it too sweet, man.
Yeah.
Well, John, do you feel like you're more productive working remotely or are you more productive working in an office setting?
I think it takes a certain type of person to be able to work remote. You have to have a resolve to get up in the morning and actually get things done.
John gets after
schedule your customer visits and all that stuff. So
find your work and work your plan.
Yeah.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
See you guys.
All right, can I point out, though?
Yeah.
Look, again, I don't understand you as a person.
No, I don't.
I don't
know where he sits.
Because you sit here, and we're having this discussion, and you are making great points about why work from home benefits these employees, and about how stupid some of these employees
overall
are.
Health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we have a job where everybody but the on-air talent, and talent loosely, only has to come in 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And the days that they are not here, you crush these people for not coming
How
into
about
the
office.
How
many days they are here? He tracks what time everybody gets in the morning.
I'd be a good boss.
No, you wouldn't. You had the opportunity.
I'd run all these reds out of here.
You were promoted three
times. So strolling in just before 9 a.m.
You were promoted three times at the grocery store to boss. You got knocked down every single time. So are you pro-work from home or are you anti-work from home?
I guess I am pro work from home if it's me, but I don't want to do it.
But
so
you didn't like working from home.
I hate it.
You like when people have the option to, though.
Yeah, the options, Pat.
But this is an option. You're allowed to come in
and
if you want
to. Fully take advantage of those options, Pat.
Miss Chud Muffin writes us on Instagram again. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this massive 4-year study done about working from home, and this study found in almost every single metric that employees who work from home were better. They were healthier. They worked harder. They had better relationships with their family. They had better mental health, less anxiety. It was better. They were working harder, getting more work done. It was better for the businesses. Yet, despite this study and what it found, all of these companies, a lot of corporations, are forcing people back into their offices. Miss Chud Muffin writes,
what's she saying?
On Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. She says, I prefer to work from home, even when my husband works from home. They think we need social interaction and communication in person, which is total BS. Whenever we have meetings, even when everyone's in the same offices, they still attend the meeting via Zoom from their desk. Can we talk about that?
Yep.
That happens here all the time. We're like, we will have a
meeting.
We'll
go into separate rooms so our Zoom videos don't interact with each other.
Yes, we have to
so
leave.
There's no echo.
Like, there's literally a meeting room right down the hallway.
Yeah, true.
This is an interesting angle.
What's that?
Because there are people who make a living working in people's homes. You know,
in their home.
Well, like, what sucks about the work from home debate is there will never be consensus in this country because there are a lot of jobs where you cannot work from home.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You can't be a plumber from home.
No.
You can't be a housekeeper from home, for example.
Mm.
Pam writes, I clean houses for a living. I hate when people work from home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got to suck.
They follow me around. It takes me twice as long to do my job.
You got
to
work around them.
Yeah. So she also says, aren't you supposed to be working? I don't think they are working as hard.
Oh, good. Well, now she sees.
But again, you might be doing the same thing at the office. I don't know.
Here's the thing, Pam.
Wandering
the thing, Pam.
Around.
Why are they following you around? Maybe you're not working as hard when they're not there, huh? Pam?
All right, so you're saying Pam might be
I'm just saying, if you're bothered by them watching you clean, maybe if you
would. It would suck, though, if you're used to not having anybody in the house to clean. Now I got to work around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, you're not wrong. I don't know, man. Like, again, if I wanted to work from home, having kids especially.
It's brutal.
Oh, yeah, just getting them on the bus.
Yes, right? And like
the flexibility of that kind of stuff.
And like not having to deal with a ride in and a ride out.
Potential if you pay for parking.
Paying for lunch.
Yeah.
Right?
Speeding tickets. Parking tickets.
Getting busted on a camera that catches you going too
Trumped
fast.
Trumped up charges.
We'll wrap it up with this.
What's up?
Jason writes us. Being in commercial construction, our masons, laborers, carpenters, etc., need to report to a job site every day at 7 a.m.
Well, no
in the rain,
kidding.
Slow, sleet, and heat. There is no way the office folks can work from home in their pajamas. Home folks may be happier, but our field team will be more upset. The field team pays the bills. But here's the thing, Jason. I mean, those people made the decision to go into those jobs, right? And those jobs pay pretty well. And whether or not they like coming in, I hate the argument, I have to go in, so you should have to come in too. It's like someone getting cancer and being like, I wish everyone else had cancer. Like, I mean, there are perks to job. Like, those people that work in the field have skills that the folks that work from home don't have, right? Like,
but they have soft skills.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm a mason or a plumber.
Necessity of the job.
You're a man's man. Because they're getting a job done. Look at all these soft reds over there. He's got me besties.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Probably thinking about dreaming about unions over there.
Again.
Actually, I'm a union guy because I lay brick.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. Started to hate myself over
it. Talk about Pinko Jason. Let's take a break.
Pink Jake?
All right, I've been teasing this for like half an hour.
What happened?
Because this is a big millennial Gen X kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because going to the mall is a millennial Gen Xer, Kimmy. That was a social thing to do.
Yep.
But even as a kid, when you were younger, there were a couple of stores in the mall that stood out. You could not leave without going.
You had to take a peek.
Exactly. And this was the ultimate entertainment to get you in without existing just to be entertainment.
Oh, wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I told you the last one of these stores has closed forever, which means they no longer exist anywhere in the
world.
And
they were in the mall.
You got it. I have described them over and over again. I'm going to start with you because I think Kimmy's got a better shot at it. Can you guess which store I've been referring to?
Well, it doesn't sound like a store.
It's a store. They sold
you said
things,
an experience.
But it was a store that became an experience. They designed it this way to draw you in.
Was it Brookstone?
It was not Brookstone. Not a bad guess.
All right.
By the way, Brookstone still exists only in airports.
Oh, in case you need a globe.
There you go. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Spencer's.
No, Spencer's still exists.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. The last ever Disney store closed over the
Disney
weekend.
Disney store.
Man, how did they go bad?
So it's not that they went bad. It's just they're finding.
There's no need for it.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, you know, you can go online and buy all the Disney stuff you need.
I really don't know many people that bought stuff from it.
I don't think I ever bought anything at a Disney
store.
Well,
it had to be super expensive.
So the final ever Disney store existed in Paris. They closed last weekend.
Paris.
Yep. Paris had the last ever Disney store. And pictures of it, it looks, Kimmy, exactly like the Disney
with the whole mountain of stuffed animals.
That's what drew you in.
Yeah.
And then you had like the interactive characters when you walked in. They were always
Disney everything from like watches to like snow globes to things you didn't really need, but it was Disney themed.
And they were always playing movies on all the screens that were inside there. Like when you were a kid, you could not go to the mall without stopping for a second.
They suck you in.
Inside the Disney store. Yes, of course they suck you in.
It was like the rounds.
It was a Tommy's Mom of retail store.
I dragged my mother to Disney.
I wasn't even a Disney person, and I loved the Disney store.
Yeah. It was.
But then people were always so overly nice in there, too.
How often did you
go
to the
Disney
store?
Yeah, why would
store, you
have
you
gone
creep?
To the Disney store?
I've been in there.
I've taken a look. Got a couple of stuffed animals.
It was like the closest thing you could get to Disney World.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was.
Going.
As a kid, you went in there and you felt like you were at the theme park.
It had to be like for poor kids. Awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome.
Oh, child.
It was awesome. Shut up, you dick.
You're like Lou Graham. It was a sold-out show.
And one stuffed animal.
I would love to take a stroll
through
one of those again.
Through a Disney store. So, you know, I'm thinking about this. I see the story yesterday, and I get hit with this wave of nostalgia. I'm like, oh, man, that was fun. There were several stores between, like, 1990 and 1995 that existed only to draw you in with entertainment to sell you stuff.
Mm.
Warner Brothers did a similar thing. They had the Warner Brothers store. Do you remember that?
Did we have one?
So
here?
There was one in the Galleria in Buffalo.
Okay.
And that was always like way more extreme than the Disney store. They had an interactive spaceship you could play with inside the WB store in the Buffalo
That's
Galleria.
Pretty cool.
When Darien Lake became Six Flags, they had those Warner Brothers stores, didn't they? Because I remember it was like all cartoon themed.
Yes, I think you're right.
It was like gift shops.
All right. I'm going to need some help from people listening. Because I have been trying to remember the name of this store for years, and it escapes me.
What's that?
It existed in Marketplace Mall in the mid-90s. When you walked in, it was like a rainforest. But I'm not talking about the thing that sold you like the rain machines and like the rocks.
There was a nature store.
I'm not talking about the nature store. Kimmy, it was like a rainforest. They sold these weird-looking stuffed animals. There was always like nature sounds happening in the background, and it was like this experience of walking into like this fantasy Fern Gully kind of place. And I cannot remember the damn name of the store, but that was the one store we could not leave without going into because it was so unique. Does anybody?
So it wasn't the one that had like all the glow-in-the-dark stars in the background, like because that was kind of an experience too. They always had nature sounds playing.
Yep.
They had like the rocks and crystals you could sort through.
Love that store too. That's not the one I'm talking
about.
This
is different.
This was different. It was like being in a forest and they had these weird looking stuffed animals and
I cannot remember this place.
The effing name. It was in Marketplace Mall. Please, somebody help me. 252.
It was called like the Rainforest Store or some crap.
Oh, it was the Rainforest.
Used to
Shut
be,
up.
No, there wasn't there like a Rainforest like restaurant?
The Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah.
That's not
but
what.
But that's not.
Was it,
we
that
didn't have
different.
A Rainforest Cafe, stupid.
You didn't get a hamburger in there?
No, there was no hamburger. You think I wouldn't have remembered a hamburger?
Or you could afford it.
Big old fat kid? Yeah, I would have gotten a hamburger.
You couldn't afford it, man. Ain't taking no food stamps.
I do miss the experience stores from our childhood.
Oh, the interactive ones.
They don't exist.
They don't even
anymore.
Have like a KB Toys anymore, most of them, right? Like the toy stores.
Yeah, they all tanked.
Yeah, there's no toy stores in malls anymore. Okay, there are like small independent toy stores, but all the toys are like made of wood. That's lame.
Yeah.
I mean,
the mom and pop joints.
Exactly.
I think they still, the FYE store
FYE
still
does still exist, yeah. But it's not what FYE
no,
used
to
be.
No, not what I remember, where they had all the boom boxes on display and the speakers and
that,
stuff.
Okay, you brought that. The FYE that existed in Henrietta off of Jefferson Road,
yeah.
That was like going to an amusement
park.
That
thing was huge.
They had the instruments out. They had all the movies, like the place you could sit down and listen to music. God, I love that place. Bring it back!
They had a box set of every sitcom that ever existed.
The amount of money I spent on CD singles in that FYE, the stupidest investment you can make. $5 for one song, the album's 12. I'll take the one song, please.
I'll just play it over and over and over.
I want the Notorious B.I.G. single, because not only do you get the single, you get the single with no words over it. Oh. Like, I was going to be a DJ, so I would just, like, pretend I was the Notorious B.I.G.
Wait, there was no... It was just the rhythm?
Yeah,
no,
when
no rhythm, no rap?
Just the track. Like, when they sold you the single, you got the single and you got just the track.
Oh. Yeah. And you had to do it yourself?
I would be in my living room.
Okay.
I don't know what you want from me. It's
like how sad is that?
I was a child. I was a child. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The final ever Disney store closed in Paris. Over the weekend, they are gone forever. Gary's on CMF. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
I remember the Disney store. We used to play a challenge where you had to go to the back of the store, touch the wall before anybody said hello to you, and we never were able to win that challenge.
So that was a common game because I've had multiple people write me on Instagram that they would try to do the same thing.
Well, that's how friendly they were.
The customer service reps were always, hi, they would follow you to the back, and when you're almost to the back, they'd pop out and say hi.
Well,
oh, my God.
Gary, they don't trust your criminal ass not shoplifting some giant stuffed animal.
Of course, nor should they.
Gary, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Was the store called Natural Wonders?
That's got to be
it gave me two. One was called Natural Wonders and the Nature Company.
It's not the Nature Company. Okay. I know it's not, because that was the one that was across.
Was it No Burgers? Just Jungle.
No Burgers, Just Jungle, which is also the name of what was inside your mother's panties. No, I remember the Nature one because it was across the mall in Grease Ridge from what is now like Victoria's Secret.
All right, so where was it? This one was just
a
Marketplace?
It was in Marketplace Mall. It was all the way in the end where Hollister used to be. Really? Again, like the stores have changed so much now, I can't even do
it
right.
Remember.
Mike writes me Bugaboo Creek. No, you idiot. There were no hamburgers. We already established there were no hamburgers. Although,
no bar? It didn't have a full bar?
It did not have a bar. See what you did, you dumbass. Although, like, you know, now that he brings that up, even the restaurants that we got to go to when we were kids were super interactive.
That Bugaboo Creek, when it opened up, was such a smash. Like, I thought that thing was going to last forever.
But, like, think about the other place. Like, remember we talked the other day about Bahama Breeze?
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like you were walking into, like, a cheeseburger in paradise kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like, when you sat down to eat at all of these old chain restaurants, the theme puts you in a different place. And that doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Somebody said World of Science store?
No, I know that one.
Jungle.
That one.
It had Jungle.
I'm telling you, I didn't make this up. I know I've experienced this before. God damn it. Bro, I'm telling you, I've Googled this 50 times. This
it didn't show up?
It's been like a 5-year thing. I cannot figure out what the name of this.
Maybe it didn't exist.
It existed.
Maybe it was that weird neighbor that kept giving you wine lollipops.
Scott writes us on Instagram. What? Duffy at WCMF. Scott is insisting it's called Natural Wonders. I'm telling
you.
I
think
it's
that's
not.
Right.
All right, Miss Chudmuffin, The Lost Forest. Kimmy, can you Google The Lost Forest? See what that comes up there.
I think that was a movie.
What?
Yeah, I think that was a movie.
The Lost Forest. Is that a weird porn that you watched when you were a kid?
I watched a lot of weird porn.
Yeah, I know you
did. It does look like a rainforest.
All right, Kate, you stay put. I'm going to come look at the picture. Don't move.
What's it called?
It's like Google Images, so I...
What's the name of it?
Is it The Lost Forest? Like that?
That's it.
That's the one, right there. That's it. It's a Lost Forest. That was the one.
Well, no kidding.
The Lost Forest.
That's it. Thank you.
All right.
No, I'm telling you, you don't know what a relief this is that I did not imagine this place.
I don't remember this place.
It was an experience, Kimmy.
Well, it had to be an experience for you because how you live. Like, you were never going to experience anything nice.
What?
Like, the mall had to mean so much more to you. Like, Kimmy probably took nice vacations. Her parents loved her.
Every kid loved the mall.
Yeah, but like Pat didn't get any fun. You know what I mean?
We went to New Jersey for vacations.
The home of Tommy Mulet. No, all right, to your point, you may be honest.
I mean, your daddy chinsed you all the way to Florida, man.
You might be onto something. And I am curious, Kimmy, what your experience was like as a kid. Because Kimmy said everyone loved them all. My wife, my youngest, and I ended up at Grease Ridge while we were on vacation.
Yeah.
And we were walking through, and my daughter and I, she was drinking a boba tea in the food court.
Okay.
And I regaled my wife and daughter about my first memory of going to the mall at Grease Ridge, the first time they had combined the two malls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, right, so for those
they drove in the Golden Spike.
For those who are younger, the mall at Grease Ridge used to be two separate malls.
Yeah.
Right? And they built this thing between them. And, like, you know, where the – okay. So I remember vividly the first day my dad took us to the new mall.
Yeah.
And I must have been, like, 7 years old. And it was wintertime, and they had that glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen something like that.
Yeah. Glass on the ceiling.
And it was snowing outside.
Why isn't it coming in here?
And it was nighttime. And I remember looking up, watching the snow.
Weren't you putting your tongue out and being disappointed?
No, that was your mom.
You were 6 years old?
Yeah,
you were looking at my
creepy
mom.
That's how weird that was, bro. They made a movie about it called The Lost Forest. I remember looking at the snow coming down onto the glass at night, thinking this is what millionaires do. I'm not exaggerating.
They probably do.
Like, that was what that.
But they got it owned the mall.
That and the first time I went to Tinseltown and Gates when they opened that up. I was like,
oh, the big for the big IMAX.
Yeah, no, it was before IMAX. They just opened up Tinseltown. They had those like lights that go back. The big.
Oh yeah, like Hollywood. Yeah.
We went to go see the live action 101 Dalmatians, and I'm like, this is what millionaires do.
Yeah,
like this
kind of is. Yeah.
This is what rich people do. Look at me now. I'm in a movie theater with two giant lights, and my mall has a glass ceiling.
Hey, look at me.
And both
look at me now.
Both my wife and daughter looked at me like I was insane.
Yeah, I would too.
No, I mean, maybe the mall kind of was a vacation for me when I was
Well, yeah, it was because, you know, it was escapism, right?
But all of these stores were designed for everyone to have escapism.
Yeah, but I think it means more from a kid. I think it means more from a kid who has nothing.
No.
It was an experience because I don't know a lot of people that actually shopped there or bought anything. You just went to go look at stuff.
You're such a dick.
Come summer, we never had a pair of shoes to wear. But every Christmas, we had a brand new pair. I was born a coal miner's son in Gates.